name is Bharat Chandrasekharan. I am 38 years old, and I came to the U.S. when I was 21, so in 2002. I'm a father to a first grader who goes to school right here at Winchester Thurston. His name is Arhan. I am a professor at University of Pittsburgh in communication science and disorders. And what I study is auditory neuroscience. I study how the brain processes sounds. I spent most of my life in India. We didn't have a very big house. We had a really small house. It was in an apartment, so many different families living. In a lot of sense, there's lots of people living in very, very small spaces. We shared a lot. India has extreme poverty, but it also has a lot of rich people, so it's very hard to define. Where I grew up, it was a coastal city. It was always between 80 to 100 Fahrenheit, always. I really enjoy how integrated India is. Everybody is just open and love talking about things and getting to know each other. And so many people out there, so many different languages. In a lot of ways, you don't have any privacy because everybody wants to know everything about you. So the fun part about that is that you get to know a lot of people, you have lots of friends, and you get to learn different languages. I know 3 languages. Diwali was my favorite festival. It's one of those festivals where it's celebrated in all parts of India. India has many, many different languages and cultures, but Diwali was one thing that was celebrated all across India. It was super exciting. We used to get firecrackers and wake up really, really early, new clothes, and, you know, it was a real celebration. My dad always wanted me to move to the US and get a PhD right from when I was a small child. There wasn't like a point in time when I was thinking, I really should go to the US. And so for me, it was just natural. I applied to many universities. I got in those universities. And so I knew I was going. And then you had to wait for your visa. And I got the visa. So all that part was exciting. And then it's like, oh, now you have to move. And you have to leave everything behind. And you get to pick only 2 bags. So what do you put in 2 bags if you had to move to a new place? Those are kind of nerve-wracking moments. The fun thing about moving is that there are lots of other Indians who have also moved. And so I used to continue to play cricket. I think I've played more cricket in the US than in India. There were like lots of friends who were also Indian, and we didn't have much to do in the evening. We would just get together and play here in the US. In 2002, there's much less information. So you had to rely on other people. And I didn't know many people who did exactly what I wanted to do. So in a lot of ways, in 2002, I applied to a bunch of different universities. Right now, you do so much research before you do anything. So I applied to 5 different universities when I came here. A lot of this was just like, oh, this sounds interesting. I went to Indiana to a university called Purdue. Purdue's a great school, but I didn't know much about it. So that was kind of a struggle, letting go of everything in your past and going to someplace new and starting off fresh without too much information about that place. The hardest thing to learn was starting everything from scratch here. There are all these other things that I didn't really think about when I moved. What I was thinking about was like, I would move and start working on my research. But there are other small things that are really challenging, like getting a bank account, managing money for the first time, being independent on every front. Living at home in India, my parents took care of a lot of things. Came here with 2 bags, and now, you know, we have a huge house with lots of things. Just managing the other aspects of life. Immigration is one of those things. There's like different steps to becoming a U.S. citizen. I came here in 2002, so tomorrow is when I've become a U.S. citizen, which means I can vote and I can be a part of a jury. But that whole process meant filing lots of new paperwork at specific times and going through steps of different types of visas to get here. That's the interesting challenges that life throws at you. But at this point, I feel like I can handle any new change.